In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass is in honor of Saint Andrew Avellino. He was an Italian priest and a member of the Theatine Order, which was one of those great priestly orders which fought very hard to keep Catholic faith intact in Europe after the unfortunate events of Reformation, when many people attacked the Catholic faith. And today is also the commemoration of Saints Trifo and Respicius, who were martyred in the Roman persecutions. An officer that stood by them told them that if they would refuse to offer sacrifice to idols, they were to be burnt alive, and exhorted them to have compassion on themselves. But they answered, "We cannot better have compassion on ourselves than by confessing Jesus Christ, the true judge, who will come to call everyone to an account for all their actions." And today I wanted to tell you a little more about a great saint who is venerated mainly in the East, and his name is Saint Miles, and he was a bishop in the Far East city of Susa. And he's a very fascinating saint because he was much like those Old Testament prophets, like Jonah, who warned the Nineveh's people, and Nathan, who warned King David to abandon sin, and otherwise terrible things would happen to them. So they used to be located in the ancient Persia, which is now called Iran, a great city named Susa, that was one of the most important cities of the ancient Near East, and this year the ruins of it were designated by the United Nations as one of the World Heritage Sites. Both Prophet Daniel and Prophet Nehemiah lived in Susa during the Babylonian captivity, and Esther became queen there, married to a king, and saved the Jews from genocide. And it's also an interesting place because there's a tomb there, which is most likely that of Prophet Daniel's. And the tomb is marked by very unusual white stone, which is neither regular nor symmetric. And many people believe that this tomb was one point in the shape of Star of David. At a very brief point, this great city was captured by the Roman Empire, and never again would Roman Empire advance so far to the east. So many important historical happenings took place in this great eastern city of Susa, and our saint, Saint Miles, was educated in the Persian court, and he had an important post in the army until he was converted to the Christian faith and withdrew from the court to this city, Susa. And by his example and exhortations, this happened in the 4th century, Saint Miles converted many to the Catholic faith and to the fervent practice of virtue. And for the service of that church there, he consented that he would be made a priest. And not long after, he was chosen as a new bishop of Susa. And our saint, Saint Miles, took much pains for some years to convert the people of that city away from superstition and vice, but he only managed to arrange himself a very hated person in that city. The infidels often dragged him through the streets and highways, beat him unmercifully, and treated him with unheard-of cruelty and indignities. Riches, sloth, and plenty were there in that great city, and even though it was highly decorated with gold and all the precious metals, in its morals, it was very bad place for a Christian to live. And the inhabitants were very proud and lived a very bad life. But the worst of it was that the small number of Christians that lived in Susa were starting to become as bad as the pagans they were living with. Their bishop, Miles, did everything he could to preach them to convert and not to be in contact with bad people. But eventually he saw that his work was impossible, And because of this and the horrible persecution by pagans, St. Miles left the city and, like an Old Testament prophet, he called divine vengeance to its ungrateful inhabitants. And only 3 months after his departure, King Shapur II, who was the Sasanian king, sent his army and also 300 elephants to Susa. He gave an order to kill the inhabitants, raise the houses and all the other buildings to the ground by the elephants, and remove their very foundations. He also ordered to plow up the soil and sow corn upon it. And this order was rigorously carried out, and the whole population of Susa was forcibly exiled for mistreating God's servants and living a bad life. Unfortunately, this once great city was very heavily punished. So St. Miles, their bishop, went into exile in Seleucia, but also there he found many churches thrown into great disorder, and this time the reason was the pride and arrogance of their patriarch named Papas. This patriarch's bad leadership had alienated the minds of the clergy and also many of the faithful. So a synod was being called, that is the collection of a group of bishops, to reform the abuses which had come into effect under the papacy's reign. And here also the complaints of several bishops against their patriarch. And in that meeting, St. Miles spoke to the patriarch with a great liberty and gravity. He asked that, "Why are you so much despised by your college? Don't you think that it's because you have forgotten the commandments of Christ?" And the commandment of is that he who is the greatest among you, let him be as a servant. You need to reform your life and return to the commandments of church. And this patriarch replied in an anger, "Foolish man, would you pretend to teach me as if I knew not my duty?" St. Miles took then the book of Gospels out of his pocket and laid it on the table and addressed himself to Papas, saying, "If you are ashamed to learn your duty of me, who am a base mortal man, at least learn it from the Holy Gospel." But the patriarch was so angry that he actually struck the book of Gospel with his hand and said, "Speak then, Gospel, speak." St. Miles was shocked at these impious words and respectfully took the sacred the book back, and then raising his voice said to patriarch, "The angel of the Lord will punish the insult you have offered to the word of life. Half your body shall this moment become without motion, neither yet shall you soon die. God will prolong your life some years, that you may be to others a living example of his justice." And that instant, Papas was struck by a stroke which seized one side of his body, and he fell to the ground. He still survived the stroke, but after that he had to govern his diocese by the help of the coadjutor, a bishop named Saint Simeon, and he died a year after the Council of Nice in 326. But he couldn't attend to that council, but has had to send his deputy to him. Dear children, St. Miles was one of those holy bishops who very fervently told to Christians that they cannot live a life which is against the commandments of the Church or against the precepts of the Holy Gospel. He, and as his duty was, gave harsh warnings to the Christian people and that they will be punished by God if they don't keep his commandments. So children, when you grow up, be always very mindful and remember how great obligation you have in listening the words of Christ and listening and keeping the commands of the Church. God might not punish you harshly in this life, but most certainly you will get a heavy punishment after your life if you disregard God's commandments. But when you show your love to Christ, when you show your affection and to him by doing what he says, just like you show your affection to your parents by obeying them and being helpful to them, you also are being helped and blessed greatly by God when you always remember his holy commandments and work and do according to them. May God bless you, children.